When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Happy New Year, everyone. This is Joko.
Happy New Year, everyone. This is Haley.
And you're tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get a weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news, and everything related to K-pop. And sometimes you get anime, sometimes you get Genshin. I don't think there's any anime.
I was like, there's none of that today.
Maybe there's a there's a cherry on top Genshin related to our resident K-pop idol Genshin player.
Felix
from Stray Kids, yes. But also, we will be talking about a lot of groups. We're going to be talking a lot about YG. A lot of stuff has been going on in YG. Also, I had out of nowhere, I ended up winning the New Jeans fan call. So I will talk about that experience because literally I found out the day before that I was going to actually have it.
You had 24 hours to prepare, basically.
To mentally prepare and also kind of... You kind of do want to prepare when you do these fan call interactions instead of going in there blind. Trust me, it helps a lot, especially like timing. We'll kind of go over all that. We have, you know, in terms of that Hype news then, right? But, oh, man. I mean, we'll talk about it a little bit later. And then, of course, end with some BTS and Stray Kids. Mm-hmm. Haley will be always head of that department. And, let's get started because I want to get to the New Jeans talk, to be honest. And they're kind of midway through all this madness. First off, Year of the Rabbit, right? Happy New Year to everyone. Twice landed back in Korea, and when they came out of the airplane, they were wearing basically like the same bunny, like I guess like bunny rabbit, like
it's like a hat? Hood, yeah,
hood thing.
We have one too.
Exactly, I was gonna say, we kind of have this, because we wanted to try it out for like from Shein and from Amazon, right? So you get them. From there too, it's like $10. It's cheap as hell. We wanted to just try it out because we're kind of preparing ourselves for like New Jeans, like if we were going to do that, because they also kind of wore something similar.
But I wanted it when Winter wore.
Oh, that's right.
The first
Espa.
Time.
That's
right.
Yeah, cause she's like one of the OGs in the. I forgot which video that was, but yeah, she was like wearing it and like she looked like she was like outside of like a near like a like an outer space, like a spaceship.
Wasn't it their English song, "Dreams Come True"?
Maybe no, it was.
Was it? I don't remember.
Actually, yes.
No. Was it?
No. I don't know.
I forgot.
It's one of the.
It's one of their English songs.
You know what? It might have been. Just go find out. Find out yourselves. So yes. So Year of the Rabbit. So there's a bunch of rabbit talk. I mean, there's bunnies from like. Le Sserafim has bunnies as their stickers because I got their season's greetings finally. And obviously like New Jeans fandom. are bunnies. So, yeah, this is for real is the year of the rabbit.
Even BT21 have bunnies.
Yes.
Like merch coming out, which I want.
Oh, that's right.
Isn't that cute?
Yes.
I feel like bunnies is such a cute thing. I've always liked bunnies.
Well, then again, so it's kind of like our thing. Too.
I know. It's our nicknames for like, each other.
Unfortunately, which is also Bang Chan's favorite word.
Unfortunately.
To all my fellow stays that know that reference. Dubu from, or Dahyun from Twice did catch COVID. And a couple of IVE members too, Yujin, Liz, and Lee Seo.
When they were traveling? Concerts and stuff?
I'm sure they had to catch it somewhere.
All those
music shows. So, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if more news had dropped even by time.
Right.
Like, we've talked about this. Because, you know what? The funny thing is, every time we talk and we release a podcast episode, literally that same day the podcast episode airs or, like, the next day.
A million other things drop.
So much K-pop stuff drops and we're like, oh, my God.
That's what happens every single week, honestly.
It's like, oh, well, so much for covering that. Like, literally.
We'll put it in the next week.
Yes.
Recap.
A lot gets pushed over.
We just do a recap. Last week.
So this is a good way for all of us, including Haley and I, to catch up on current events.
Yeah.
Because a lot of it happens like so often, like right there and then. It's like, oh, this is a recap for ourselves too. Also, another big news from Twice. They kind of dropped some more info. They really are going to have their English single coming out soon. Like an actual pre-release is scheduled this month, January 20th, I believe. It's called Moonlight Sunrise.
Ooh.
I wonder if it has anything related to the moonlight, their last song.
Maybe.
Where I got my special moment. Where I fell even more for Sana.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that one moment earlier this year when Twice came for the first time. Last year. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I forgot. We're in a brand new year.
Yep.
We're all going to F up a lot. We're going to be writing 2022 for about a week or two. And also, that means a new album is coming out. So this is going to be an English mini album, possibly.
Oh, full on English?
Well, we'll see. Mm-hmm. Maybe they'll... You know what? Never mind. I take that back. It's full on English, like the song.
I think,
like, you know, like the feels.
Yeah.
And then I think it's gonna have a mix of Korean English.
Oh, okay.
In the actual album, which is gonna be called Our Youth, and apparently it will be in March.
Oh.
So they have a comeback for this is gonna be their 12th mini album. That's insane.
That's a lot of mini albums.
That's a lot. But they actually even have a lot of full albums, too.
Know.
Like, that's pretty...
That's why you have so many photo cards.
Yes, because... this is why I am drowning in photo cards and
Twice.
Drowning in debt.
Oh, God.
And just K-pop in general is what is drowning me. Also, if I sound more nasalier than usual, it's because I kind of am sick.
Yeah, he's sick.
But I am going to... I'm going to stay strong, and I will continue. Also, with that said, one more Twice news. We've talked about this before. JYP had also
trademarked.
Yes, trademarked Misamo.
Misamo.
Which stands for Mina, Sana, and Momo, which are the J-Lion, the Japanese members of Twice. They're going to be having their subunit debut after this new mini album. So it will be very soon. So sometime after March.
So it's actually happening.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And also when I was looking at it, did you know that you could also rearrange? Because Misamo is, you know, Mina.
Mm-hmm.
The Sa part is Sana and it's Momo. You could rearrange it into a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Mimosa.
Mimosa.
So if you
alcohol
want.
Alcohol free.
If you want. It's not alcohol free at all. So that's another trademark. But I think JYP would have a little bit of trouble to be able to trademark Mimosa.
Right.
It's kind of too common for brunch for many Americans.
Mm-hmm.
But with that said, I think that might be it for JYP now because, you know, we still got your boys at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So let's continue with YG.
Oh, YG.
YG.
A lot of stuff going on with YG, which is like surprising because I feel like they've been silent for a while.
I don't even know where to start. So let's just start with Icon because literally the day that our podcast came out, we talked about, you know, like Daesung from Big Bang leaving.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of movement between like, you know, like Taeyong going to Black Label.
Yeah.
Icon ended up leaving YG already too. And they joined, what is it?
It's called 143 Entertainment.
Not to be confused with Case 143.
That's all I can think about.
But 143 yeah. Entertainment. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that stuff has been going on. Also, you want to talk about G-Dragon?
No, for Icon first, like, so all six members will be with 143 Entertainment, and they're still going to be promoting and putting out music as a group. And their first album comes out in April.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. They're going to be releasing something
yeah,
already.
Yeah, so they're already working on stuff. So they were just done with YG, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, like, YG has been really bad with comebacks and like all this. I don't know what the
they've
hell they're
been
doing.
Sitting on a shelf.
Maybe they've been too focused on something else that we will bring up in about a few minutes. But first, since we're talking about Icon, let's talk about some more OGs. G-Dragon.
So... this was really unexpected as well. I feel like on New Year's Day, so many things were released.
So many interesting things happened New Year's.
Yeah. So on New Year's Day, GD actually released a video on his Instagram and on YouTube. And he is working on an album.
So he's kind of kept his promise? It's just late?
It's funny because we just talked about him on our last podcast saying
we quote unquote talked about him. It's actually more so Haley complained about it.
Yes. I guess my manifestation worked because he's been working or like planning to work on an album. So basically in this video that he put out, it was called Gorilla Desk G Division. He said that he was working on an album and that he's healthy and ready to meet fans again. So that means, is that possible, like, that he'll do a tour? We don't know. But then, like, how else will he meet fans, you know?
That's the only way. And like, then globally.
Yeah,
we'll
exactly.
See. We'll see.
And then he explained that in 2022, like, Big Bang, they released Still Life, but then... they really didn't have any activities or any plans for it. Like, after that, they just dropped the music video, the song, and, like, left. Like, that was it. And I guess G-Dragon said that he personally was upset at that. So I guess he did want promotions, but then because I don't know what was going on with YG and, like, the group. So, like, he didn't get a chance to meet the fans, so he was sad about that. And then he just used that whole year of 2022 to recharge, rest, work out.
That's
Play with his cats, you know, dress them up, take a lot of blurry selfies. Yes. But I'm super excited. He's my OG, like OG K-pop king, basically. Okay. Yeah.
My question is, does this mean a barricade? Barricade seat for him?
I don't know. I mean, we don't have to. We can get something close. I feel like for solo artists, it's kind of harder because there's only one person. Barricade is more worth it when you have, like, multiple members.
Way more chances and opportunities of actual interactions.
As long as I can get somewhere where I can take good videos, I think I'll be happy to take videos of him.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. And then... that's getting ahead of it because he hasn't even dropped the album yet, so...
that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's one step at a time. You're right.
But
there's another member from Big Bang, Taeyong.
Yeah, and we had mentioned this before, and it was kind of rumored. And the rumors are true. He is dropping a single.
Yes, with drumroll.
My BTS bias, Jimin. Yay.
It's cool because they actually kind of confirmed it with dropping an actual picture together.
Yes, they did. So, like, they uploaded it on YG. Oh, no. Not YG. The Black Label now.
That's right. And Taeyang's the Black Label.
And Taeyang's personal Instagram, he uploaded it.
Very nice.
It's called Vibe, and it's coming out really soon, January 13th.
That is way sooner than anyone could have ever expected.
I sent this like to all my VIP, like the OGs, and they were like, what the
heck?
They
couldn't believe it, right?
Yeah, they were shocked. They're like, what? Like, this is a dream come true. Like, we're getting Taeyong music again. And then a lot of them who are also ARMY, obviously, like, they love Jimin. So it's like a two-in-one for us. Especially for me.
2023 is already starting off wild.
It's looking up, yeah.
For K-pop. It's looking low for our wallets, but really high for everything else.
Yeah, so I'm super excited about that. Because, honestly, Taeyong's music is amazing.
He has good music.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's the best dancer in the group, too, so...
So looking forward to what he puts out with Jimin, because Jimin's voice is obviously very pretty.
Hashtag short kings.
Short kings. Supposedly the same height, but I think Jimin is taller than him, but we'll see.
Well, because you have to count his hair.
Mohawk.
His mohawk hair.
He doesn't have mohawk anymore.
So that's pretty exciting for you VIP.
We got two of the OGs coming back.
That's
and Top
wild.
On the Moon.
And Top is going to the moon. Let's not forget that with Steve Aoki.
Yep.
Okay, so there was some more news too. A lot of stuff is going on
with YG
mm-hmm. because, you know, a lot of, I think some soloists left too. There was like a lot of things, mm-hmm. like people, it was a lot of movement within the actual company itself.
Yeah.
So one of the big ones that was rumored was Blackpink leaving YG and mm-hmm. going into the Black Label. Mm-hmm. YG completely denied that.
Yep. So they're staying.
They're staying.
For now.
Because, I mean, either way, like, I feel bad for Somi. Jeon Somi is still under the Black Label, and she has been hosting. She has been doing so many dance covers and all this stuff.
When was her last album, honestly?
Exactly. XOXO was a while back.
When was that? Was that like
back.
A year ago?
So that's the problem with YG, it seems like, these days, mm-hmm. is they don't push out albums. As like, if you're a JYP stan, you get fed.
Yeah.
If you're
every
hype.
Every day.
You're actually getting fed too.
Yeah, because they did so well with BTS.
HYBE and JYP know how to mm-hmm. to feed their fans. But yeah, it sucks because Jeon Somi, like, I just saw like a recent thing when she was doing. I forgot I can't remember off the top of my head which song she was dancing and covering.
Mm.
Oh, I think it was random. It was Illusion, aespa.
Oh, I saw that one too.
So it's like, oh, she's the secret fifth member of aespa.
No, because remember she performed that.
Yeah, that's right. But
so she's
also,
probably like her dance
She knows
practice.
She's like part of like so many groups, like secretly probably, you know. Like,
she knows all their dances.
So, but it sucks because it's like, I know she's waiting. She wasn't even able to perform in
I
the
know,
States. She was
for
supposed
camp.
To come to a camp.
Always
hashtag remember. So let's
survive camp.
Let's hope that they give her something to do this year and that she can actually perform here in the States.
Mm-hmm. KCON, maybe.
A lot of people are waiting for her, so that'd be really cool. With that said, so YG is going to keep Blackpink.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I'm about to cough right now, so hold on.
Bless you.
And they will also... They actually dropped it.
Yeah.
The news.
Uh-huh.
One of the big YG bombs of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth gen group.
Yes.
It was a little late. Maybe, about...
How many? 2 years?
4 years late.
Oh,
2018 is, I think, the start of Gen 4.
Oh, but then, like, a lot of the groups now, Gen 4 just came out.
That's true.
A couple of years
ago. That's still two years. Either way, 4 to 2 years
mm-hmm.
late.
Mm-hmm.
They will be having a 7-member girl group.
Mm-hmm.
Called Baby Monster.
So cute.
It's a perfect name, mm-hmm. actually. Works really well, because if you think of it, what did you tell me? Like, it's almost like Blackpink.
Oh,
it's
So, like...
It's, like, cute.
Cute and edgy.
And edgy, yeah.
So, like, Baby, obviously cute. Monster, it's kind of, like...
Edgy.
Creepy.
And cool.
Cool,
creepy.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
then, like, Blackpink. Black, edgy. Mm-hmm. And then pink, cute. Like,
yeah,
the color. So
I like it a lot.
It works really well. And plus, I like the... Like, if you, like, give them, like, an acronym name, mm-hmm. like, Baymon sounds cool.
Yeah.
It sounds like a Digimon.
They've been going by that name,
Baymon. I'm down for that. So, mm-hmm. Baymon sounds cool. So, the crazy part, though, is because it's so late, there's some really young members. There's, like, one even younger than Haiyan from NewJeans.
She's 13. She was born in 2010.
Oh, my God. I'm getting queasy thinking about that.
That's too young. No, so, like, I understand 16.
Here's the interesting thing too. So she was trained really young because I found out that all the members were trained formally under YG for like four and a half years.
Yeah,
each
so
member.
She was a fucking baby.
Yeah, she was not even in double digits. Which is why I don't even know how you can scout and have. It's kind of wild to me. I feel like there should be like at least 16.
Right.
Honestly, to be honest.
No, that's why. Yeah, 16.
I
was
really think
normal before.
16 is a good. Like, uh-huh. there you go. It's safe, cut off. Like, even 15 is pushing it, but, like, 16 is good. Just 14 and now 13? I'm like, oh, my
God.
That's
too baby. I feel like they
should
have
an age. Let them
grow
and, like, it's kind of wild. So the interesting part, too, is that they kind of, you know, they were set, like, they've been training for 4 years.
Yeah.
Put into perspective, even NewJeans. I know they're, like, they have Haiyan who's, like, 14.
Mm-hmm.
But they, like, each member from NewJeans, I think, only trained as a trainees for 2 to 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
kind of shows how talented they are too.
Right.
They're pretty good. Like, to be honest, I've been watching. They were like pretty ready. Like, they're really good. They're good at dancing. They're good at vocals. So they're set. But apparently this YG group too, like, a lot of high standards for them from just the trailer alone.
Yeah.
Like, they put them on a pedestal already. Like, they're crazy. Even one, there's one of the members named Haram.
Yeah.
Kim Haram. Huh. You remove the H and you turn that into G. Kim Garam.
It's not.
And she looks kind of similar to her too. Mm-hmm. I saw the picture, but I mean, it's identity theft is not a joke, Jim, right? For any Office fans.
It's there. Really her. They just changed the letter.
It's Kim Haram. So if you remember the whole controversy from Le Sserafim, like with Garam and the bullying. So yeah, there's a member that's it the same exact year too as Kim Garam.
Mm-hmm.
And her name is Kim Haram.
Conspiracy.
Could they not have made it any more obvious?
Is it the same person?
But besides that, like, yeah, they're pretty young, and it's going to be a group of seven, so, like, BTS number right there, right?
Yeah.
So I think we'll just have to wait and see how they sound like, what they're
going
to go for.
Yeah, what kind of sound they're going for will be interesting. Because,
I mean, we won't know till we hear it. Like Le Sserafim and NewJeans, like, have different sounds, too,
right.
Even though they're under HYBE. Different sounds, in a good way, obviously.
What if they're, like, punk rock?
That'd be really weird, but interesting.
Metal. Just kidding.
Heavy metal grunge.
Baby monster.
And so that'd be interesting to find out. Also, Lisa and Jenny themselves were included in the trailer thing. So I think they were like...
They're part of it.
Participating in the actual creation.
Production.
Like, and putting them together. And even... Come on, you're getting... Lisa even like complimented and sent some compliments. This is how intimidating
and strict.
Intimidating and scary mentor Lisa is. So if they pass mentor Lisa's test, then they should be pretty damn good. What else do we have here? Jisoo has also confirmed she's going to be having her solo this year.
Finally,
been waiting.
The lost member.
We'll see when this year, but it's going to happen. She also on her birthday, which happy belated Jisoo.
Mm-hmm.
Also happy belated. I know Winter is like on New Year's from aespa. But Jisoo launched her own YouTube channel and it's kind of like a vlog thing, just like Lisa's and just like Jenny's. And hers is interesting though, because she's going to donate all her earnings.
Aww,
so that's pretty nice of her.
So sweet.
So I think there's like 7 million views last I looked at it.
Aww.
And it was the only vlog up there is her London vlog. So it's pretty funny because you get to see her hang out with Lisa, plus you get to see like she's like, is this what I'm supposed to do? Do I keep looking at the camera or
she's
talking?
She's so funny.
She's actually really funny. So, yeah, Jisoo's there. She got that going. Let's see. Okay, I think we're done with YG.
For now.
For now. until next episode. Also, Dispatch, as always, New Year.
New Year couples.
The gossip New Year couple drop from Dispatch. Mm-hmm. This year was the year where Jungkook will be punching the air very hard. Jungkook and many others.
His heart's broken.
Many others. You want to tell us who it is?
It's IU, Korea's sweetheart.
Yes, yes.
With Lee Jong-suk.
Dang. You know Lee Jong-suk more than I do.
Yeah, because I watched him in a lot of K-dramas before, like probably 10 years ago when he was way younger.
Well, same with IU, right? I mean, IU's been in the industry for a long ass time too. So they're confirmed dating. Mm-hmm. There you go. Sorry, Jungkook.
And then it was also confirmed that they have been dating already for seriously for 4 months already.
Okay. Dang. Sorry, Jungkook. Even more sorry.
Aww. I'm happy for them. They're both really cute.
So
together.
That's the super couple beginning this year. Also, another thing is Mnet is adding Mnet Plus, like kind of basically to just like every other company to replace VLive.
Oh, so wait, you have to pay for it though?
It sounds like it.
What the fuck? That's dumb because VLive was free.
I know, that's what sucks. Like VLive, like HYBE ruined everything.
This is stupid because now I feel like it's like every streaming service. Like now you have multiple ones. You have Mnet Plus, you have Bubble, you have YouTube Live, you have TikTok, and then it's like they're all spread out everywhere now instead of just having them all on VLive.
You could thank HYBE.
Fuck you, HYBE.
But not really. Not really,
but then,
because,
you know, just because.
But yeah, whoever was in charge of that project, how dare you? How dare you take away Bang Chani's room ability to listen to other artists? Now he only does JYP, which we've complained about all the time, but I was looking forward to him doing more more New Jeans, Le Sserafim, but like shit.
He really like did so many other artists, but now he's just restricted.
What a waste. Hopefully something will happen and he'll like, I don't know, do TikTok.
Figure
I don't know.
It out. I don't know. He doesn't like TikTok.
That's true. That's a Felix thing.
He only likes browsing on TikTok, not actually doing his lives on there. Mm-hmm.
What a waste. Yeah. Thanks, Hybe. Jesus. Because now Hybe uses Weverse for like all their artists. Weverse Live. Also, but then it's interesting because like Weverse also uses, they have Blackpink on there.
No, I know. They have other artists
outside of their own umbrella company, but it's still not enough.
It's
I mean, Stacey's
JYP.
There too. Yeah, JYP is like, hell no.
Or not SM either. Wait.
No SM, no.
ESPA's not on there, right? No. Stacey's on there.
Stacey is, but Stacey's like a small company too.
Yeah, so it's weird. It's like they have like select companies.
It doesn't make much sense to me. So
because YG is under Weverse as well.
That's what I'm saying. Blackpink.
So weird.
That's why I don't get it. I'm like, Blackpink is under there. Maybe YG's just paying for it because they're like, man, it's too much work to keep. We'll just subscribe and put our artists there. But yeah, so okay, Hybe.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we have a lot to talk about for Hybe because we have a lot. But before we do get started, because we have a lot of stuff to talk about Hybe for sure, especially because I got that out of nowhere New Jeans thing going on. But I want to tell everyone. Thank you for joining us, as always. Please give us a like, subscribe, hit that notification bell, a follow. Wherever you're tuning in, we are available on all platforms from Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, wherever you're tuning in. And we have really good video content from concerts and stuff. We've been kind of busy and actually, you know, kind of uploading random edits, just like I talk about Jungkook with IU.
Oh, yeah.
We have that really sad edit of Jungkook. If you want to check him out.
Of him zoning out.
Doing what he does best. Zoning out, yes. Where can we check that out?
At Permission to Stand Podcast on TikTok and Instagram.
And also, yes, we still have, we really have our winner from the giveaway. We've decided what we're going to give. And then we'll message her. When we ship it out and everything. So super excited for that also. So that's a big thank you to all of us, all of you tuning in. We will maybe we'll do another giveaway, maybe like during KCON season or something.
Right.
Something interesting instead of you all having to wait till the next Christmas. Well, I guess we could start with Hybe. Because, man, there's a lot of Hybe stuff. First off, finally, we got my season's greetings.
Oh, yeah.
For Le Sserafim and for New Jeans. My friend Kevin and I are never ordering from K-Pop USA again.
They took so long.
They ruined it, like, for us. Like,
as long as you got it.
I'm glad we got it, but man, like, it's already, like, it was, like, everyone had it for, like, weeks already.
Yeah,
it sucks.
Yeah, but, you know.
What a waste. So, lesson learned.
You can still enjoy it, though.
I'm enjoying it now. Yeah, sure. I did open it. I haven't showed it to you. I opened it briefly during lunch. It's really nice. Hybe. And even, okay, so this is interesting because our friend Kevin, he's a big JYP, like, group stan. And, like, he likes a lot of other artists. Like, I think Hybe is kind of more new for him because of, like, the more recent girl groups.
Because
Hybe never had,
Le Sserafim and NewJeans. So they had BTS.
He's always had, like, ITZY, TWICE, IVE, Stacey, too. So, like, he said IVE's, like, it sucks because, like, it's, like, has the least amount of stuff.
Oh.
And then JYP has a lot of stuff, but it's not, like, a lot of the other ones are not super English-friendly. So he was shook when he opened up Le Sserafim and NewJeans to see how much English translations and, like, content there is from the season's
greetings.
They're
very global-friendly.
Yeah.
Because what I've noticed that, too, is, like, even the videos that they upload... It's already subbed. Like, you don't have to wait fucking weeks for it.
Yeah, JYP. Looks at JYP.
Yeah, Koff still waiting for my Stray Kids player to be fucking subbed.
Looks at JYP.
Yeah.
So, he was really surprised. And also the stuff it comes with. There's a lot.
I need to look
so
at it.
So, he was very surprised. And he was very excited. And I told him, I was like, I'm used to seeing Hayley get, like, a lot of stuff from Hybe.
Oh, yeah, because the BTS. They give a lot.
Like,
right?
For the season's greetings and everything, yeah. I mean, they don't give a lot for albums because they give us that one damn photo card.
But for their season's greetings,
so good. Like, there's so much stuff. Like, and then, so he finally got it. Also, I need to say, because, you know, this is the main reason why I wanted NewJeans, was the deck of cards.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. I haven't showed it to you. I will show you after this. It is the freaking coolest thing ever.
Is it
it's like... literally 54 cards, including mm-hmm. two Jokers.
Uh-huh.
It's a full deck set. And the material is
like
close
cards?
To playing cards.
Mm-hmm.
I want to buy a second set somewhere.
Oh.
Or you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to wait till like next year's Season's Greetings when this one's
goes
old.
On sale.
And this one goes on sale. Because this is amazing.
But what are you going to do with the cards?
I'm going to play with it.
Really?
Yeah. One is for playing and one is for display.
Oh.
But it's freaking cool. Like the deck of cards. And it's just all the content from Le Sserafim and Eugene's. Man, Hybe knows what they're doing when it comes to Season's Greetings, to be honest. Really awesome. There's my...
I'm waiting for my Stray Kids one. That doesn't release until like mid-January though.
Almost there.
Yeah, almost.
We're very close. We're very, very close. Also, Le Sserafim had just also dropped their membership.
Oh, yeah.
Finally. So there's a Fear Not membership that just dropped and released.
So they have a membership but not a light stick? Do
no.
they have a light stick?
And
no.
It's light stick.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like New Jeans has a light stick. I don't think it's ever been on sale yet. They just dropped how it looked like.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't have a membership thing. So it's like...
It'll come this year.
It'll probably. End up... They'll both happen for sure. Also, Le Sserafim has an official color
Ooh.
Called Fearless Blue.
I saw it. It's really pretty.
It's interesting. And then
it's
if
like
you want
sky
to fit,
blue.
If you're one of those people that want the very specific color, it's Pantone
oh, God.
7453C. That is the
they
Fearless
are
Blue.
They very specific with that kind of stuff.
They are. That's the specific shade of blue that embodies a star's highest temperature.
Oh,
quote unquote.
Wow.
It is intended to symbolize the free, passionate, and fearless characteristics of Le Sserafim and Fear Not.
So their light stick color is probably going to be...
Probably has some blue.
Yeah.
Probably has some passion.
Mm-hmm.
Probably has some fearless. Probably has some cool stuff. We'll see. We'll see. I think... I think a couple other groups, like was it IVE? Like they dropped like a light stick too?
Yeah, it looks similar to
Espa's.
Mm-hmm,
like
yeah.
the circle one,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it looked very similar
it
to
looks
Espa's.
Super similar. I
so
don't
I
know.
I was like, I've seen this design before.
Yeah, everyone has seen this shit. It's the ball. It's like the just
boring.
I feel like that's why the bunny one was so cool. I'm super excited for that.
That's but, why I like, I feel like G-Dragon's one or Big Bang's one is
too. That was cool too. I think
the
one, there's this timeless.
Yeah.
Even BAP's is cool.
Yeah, the first bunny.
The first batch
green,
of bunny. The
green
bunny.
Alien bunny, yeah.
Even some of the other ones, like I forgot, is it Cherry Bullet? The one that has like the...
The gun?
Is it the gun? Yeah, and then there's also...
Icon has a bat.
Yeah, Icon's bat is cool. Like look at that bat
oh,
light stick.
Oh, Blackpink one.
Oh, the hammer,
yeah,
duh.
The hammer.
There's also, yeah, there's just so many
there's
cool
There's a
ones.
Lot of cool
Even
ones.
Even the boys have, like, it looks like a...
Like a
megaphone.
Yeah.
There's some, and then Luna has a freaking cool, it's like a, you look like a
oh.
wizard. If you
the
check
long
out,
stuff.
Look at Luna's light stick. It's not even a light stick. It's a light pole.
Yeah, it's like
staff,
a staff.
Like
a magic staff. Yeah.
A wand staff. It's freaking insane.
You can
probably,
build it up.
You could cosplay as, like, a wizard.
A wizard.
And yeah, that's just, you check it out. There's so many cool ones. That's why sometimes when you just see the globe or the circle,
yeah.
it's like, oh.
But then like, even though like Espa's is the same, their one was really pretty.
The
like
color
the colors, it's like a galaxy.
That's true. Mm-hmm. See like, so there's a little detail. So I don't know IVE's specific
yeah,
one.
Yeah, there might be something.
Hopefully. But yeah, so there's that. Yeah, so I got my season's greetings. Super happy. Okay, so let's talk about this freaking out of nowhere fan call.
Yeah, it was like
it
out
was
of nowhere.
Legit out of nowhere.
Well, because like, you kind of knew that you had to check that you won,
we did.
Right?
Okay, so or what? Not? So what happened was, I got a notification that they're having another fan call event sign up for if you buy through I think Yes24.
That's where I got my
See,
Stray Kids.
So when you buy from there, there's another chance to be to
Do
win
fan call.
A fan
yeah.
call.
Mm-hmm.
So I got that notification, and I thought it was about our current one.
Yeah.
And we were looking it up, and then that led us to like
checking.
Kevin yeah. looked up and said, "Oh, they dropped the announcements for the Weverse pre-orders."
Yeah, like if you want,
if you
the
won.
Call.
So the pre-orders, like, had totaled. This is pre-orders. This is not even the sales. So OMG came out like New Year's, basically.
Yeah.
Around New Year's, OMG is their new album.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking before this even released. They had, believe this or not, 800,000 plus pre-orders of the regular stock.
That's a lot for a new group.
That is insane.
Mm-hmm.
800,000. I mean, Maybe it's split among a lot of different, you know, like distributors.
Right.
But you got to think that half of it is probably even from Weavers.
I'm sure a lot of people order from Weavers.
Especially,
especially in Korea.
The main thing, too, for Weavers was if you order from the global shop, you get an entry to raffle to win a fan call.
Mm-hmm. Out of 50 people, right?
50 people will win a fan call. So this is still like
50
out of like 400,000.
Only 50.
And then 50 people win. And they also get the 1 minute with every member.
Yeah.
So 5 minutes total for the five members.
Uh-huh.
And you get, awesomely enough, a signed album.
Yep.
That was like the holy grail thing for me too. Especially in thinking of that.
I mean, because, like,
everyone wants that. I mean, of course, album. Wants a fan call, too. Like, it's just amazing. So that's why, might as well just order from Weavers, right? So that's why everyone probably ordered there.
Mm-hmm.
I pulled the golden ticket, the Willy Wonka. Because, like, our friend Kevin checked, and he said he didn't win. And I don't even know, he didn't send a picture, so I didn't even know how it looks like.
He's like, how do I look to see if I won or not?
I didn't even know how. I had to, ask him, and he just showed me how. And when I checked, lo and behold, you won.
Yeah, he had that holding the water shaking moment.
This is another one of my, this is one of the shaking moments for K-pop again for me.
Yeah. it said he won.
I was like, I think I had palpitations because like my heart was like skipping a beat because I couldn't believe it. I was like, am I reading this right?
Mm-hmm.
I was number 25.
Yeah.
So right in the middle.
And the thing that is crazy is he only ordered one
set. I'm not one of those
one
crazy people
set.
Where they group order and stuff. We don't even group order amongst our friends or anything. But yeah, I just literally,
he was just buying it to get, because he wanted the albums. And he's like, may as well just,
why not try?
Like, even if he has only one set.
Set
out of 800,000.
Okay, so like even if there's 800,000, what if I do like 50 divided by just even half of that, 400,000? Oh shit. 50 divided by
the four. Thing is that like so many people that's, that want these fan calls,
the chances is still less than
1%. 0.00001.25.
That's insane.
Yeah,
I won the lottery.
It's actually like fucking crazy. Honestly.
I pulled the golden ticket. I won the lottery. So
cuz people can buy hundreds of these albums, they won't win it.
Thousands
sometimes.
So I have to say, like, this year
is
the year of the bunny. Mm-hmm. Literally for me and Haley, and because of all this, so it's like this is the year.
Yeah, because we're bunnies already.
Yeah,
since
we call each other bun. That's literally if you
our
ever
nicknames.
All our friends that hang out with us. Mm-hmm. Whenever we're talking to each other, they just hear, "Oh, bun, hey, bun,
bun,
bun, bun, bun, bun, bun, bun, bun,"
and it's short for bunny.
And it's interesting enough that so I won and. The fan call is when I found out, the fan call is literally a little over 24 hours away. I had to
barely any time to prepare.
And it's at the worst time. It's at 3 a.m.
Because it'll be 8 p.m. KST. But for us in LA,
3 a.m. that same day. So, yeah, that was horrible because I'm not Haley. Haley stays awake for demon hours. Yeah. She's like up till 3, 4 a.m.
That's why I was like, this is fine. I'll stay up with you.
My bedtime is midnight usually. Midnight. Sometimes I make it to 1 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
But
yeah, it was hard for
I was
him.
Tired.
Yeah,
that's,
he
that's
was
probably
tired.
Why I'm more sick right now,
he
too.
He took a nap.
Oh, that wasn't even a real nap. In my head, I was still training.
No, but even right before practicing. When we had set up everything.
I laid
you,
down.
You
I couldn't
laid
fall
down.
Asleep.
No, you went to sleep.
Oh, I did.
You were snoring.
Oh, shit.
For maybe 30 minutes and I woke you up. I was like, oh, it's almost time. You should go sit up.
Oh, shit. I didn't even know. I'm
he
and out
asleep.
Of consciousness. Mm-hmm. So I don't even know. So the whole experience was really good. Like when you have a fan call, we've talked about Nion. I had a Nion one.
Right. It was different, though.
That's only 10 seconds, and that was horrible. It's not horrible, but it's through Japan.
Yeah, Japan is way stricter, I think.
It was super strict. Like, after your 10 seconds, it's like, oh, you're done. Like, there's no real warning. It's just, boom, shut
off. There's no, timer or anything. Like,
there's no timer in this one, too, technically.
No, but you could hear it.
They'll tell us.
Yeah. You could hear the girl talking, oh, it's going to end soon.
So, the thing with Japan, if anyone is interested in fan calls and in the future, are, curious about it, this is what happened in the Japan one. They have a different app they use.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was waiting for my turn for Nion, there was a lot of people that win, too. Like, you went through
the photo
card.
That's why it's only 10 seconds.
So what happens is there's like a timer. I'm in a queue.
Yeah.
I'm in an actual queue.
There's like a countdown.
Also, like before everything, they always verify you show your passport.
Yeah. To make sure that it's not another person.
No, it's you. They do all that stuff, the verification. Then later on, you go and you have the fan call.
Yeah.
So there's an actual wait in a queue for Nyeon. For Kakao Talk, for Hybe, for NewJeans, there was no queue like number.
No.
So like I you know, it's just me waiting.
Yeah,
in front of my phone.
We kind of like estimated it because I was like, if you're number 25 and each call is like 5 minutes, and then if they're doing it in like groups then it would be like around the 30-minute mark. So we like guessed around 3:30.
Yeah, and you have to give them a little bit of extra time, like 10 seconds between each member, because they don't just go on.
No,
to another one. Yeah, so
we were right.
We were kind of right. Yeah, it was around the 38, 40 minute.
Yeah, 3:45.
Oh, was it really? Yeah, 40. Okay, so 45, because it was supposed to be at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
So I was obviously awake till 40, around 40, 45. Yeah. And okay, this was the shock. Okay, so they're like, oh, okay, are you ready? And it's like an empty, it's like a video call. So if you're FaceTiming and stuff.
Video chatting someone.
And then, so what they do is like when they're loading and it's almost my turn.
Yeah.
Like when you're getting close, they like video call and I answered. The screen is blank on their side. Like it's like, turned off. The video's turned off.
Yeah, but your side is not.
But our side, okay, remember this because.
They can see you.
They will see you.
Mm-hmm. They can hear you, too.
They can hear you. They can see you. You cannot see them.
No, because their video is off still.
So, with that said, I was waiting, and it was already a few minutes. Mm-hmm. Like, it's already, like, 3-4 minutes. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, where are they? In my head, I'm like, where are they? But I'm not going to say that out loud.
No.
So, I'm just like, and I'm actually dancing around. Like, I was literally, like, moving my neck, thinking, like, you know how, like, a lot of K-pop idols have that in their dance. Like, Honey is famous for it right now because she does it in NewJeans. So
the head isolation
dance move. I was literally doing that, then out of nowhere, like at the most impeccable timing, Honey shows up.
Yeah,
Honey just appears on my screen.
Like her video came on
and she sees me, and I'm actually, because like, okay,
he was taken aback. He wasn't expecting her to just pop out of nowhere.
I was kind of shook because I was ready. Haley and I practice. It's good to practice each like a minute. Like first, like what
time
I did.
Yourself.
I kind of put a list of things I wanted to ask. Then after that, I practiced 1 minute with Haley. Took out the things that are like not that important. Like, okay, well, you know what? We'll do this instead and this. So I had sticky notes behind me.
Yeah, just in
like,
case he forgets.
Because I know me. Shook. You get. I got shook.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing. It's a good thing we had those.
Right, because you'll lose your train of thought, and you only have a set amount of time with them. You don't want to waste
And the time, there's no timer.
No.
There was no time there countdown, so you don't even know. So you just have to kind of know what you're doing.
Right.
Anyways, Honey saw me moving her neck, and when she showed up, she was like kind of like giggling, but she started doing the neck isolation back at me. I was like, oh my God, she's my bias. I was like, I knew she's my bias already. That was so cool. It was such a good moment. And then I kind of went through each one of them, like kind of the same questions, but at the end, I kind of changed it up for some of them. But basically, I told them I'm from LA because for some reason, a lot of K-pop artists and idols, they're like, oh, you're from LA? You're from America?
Yeah, they love LA.
So once you say that, they're like excited. They all got excited.
Yeah, they really
like
did.
Like 4 out of 5 of them.
They threw up the LA sign.
Because I threw it at them. I didn't even ask them yet because I was going to. But they did it on their own.
But they freaking know it already.
They're like, oh my God, LA.
They probably want to come here so badly.
I asked them that. I did ask them, were they coming to LA to see if like, you know, they might know, but they might accidentally slip.
Right.
All of them actually.
They want to, yeah.
They want to is basically the answer. Mm-hmm. It really seems like they don't know.
I'm not too sure.
Yeah. I really
they're
want
like,
to.
We hope so.
I told them that they have a lot of bunnies here in America. Mm-hmm. And then after I told them we want them to come to LA, I had to do it.
Yeah, he's famous for it.
I guess it's my thing now.
Yep.
Kai Bai Bo.
It's the Kai Bai Bo man.
I'm the Kai Bai Bo boy.
Kai
Bai Bo boy. So I did Kai Bai Bo with every member. And it's a good thing we practiced, me and Haley.
Yeah.
Like, we did like, I'm telling you, it was like a mock.
Yeah, I had to pretend to be the members.
A mock interview, and Haley had like timed me, like a timer on our phones.
It's funny because like when I was doing the fake answers to you, they actually answered similar to what
it's
I was.
True.
Isn't it?
Yeah. And it's interesting
how they acted.
Interesting enough that like by the time I went Kai Bai Bo, I knew it was near the halfway mark.
Right.
It's like I knew I'm like near 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. So it helped a lot.
Yeah.
Please, if you win a fan call, practice.
Yeah.
Also, if you win a fan call, a lot of the times you cannot screen record your sound, especially like that's how it is with iPhones and stuff.
Yeah.
What I did, I disclaimer, you're not supposed to do this.
Yeah.
This is for my own, our own personal, like for ourselves, technically. Right. There's like a disclaimer and all this stuff.
Because you want to keep it.
But I
want to
see it again, right?
You know, yeah.
So like basically I did, like you screen record on your phone after you get the call. Mm-hmm. Do not screen record before you get the call because you will not be recording.
Right.
So once you get the call and you answer
it,
then screen record really quick so they know that you're not doing it. Because if you wait, it's going to lock your screen and they're going to be like, oh, why is this person gone for a second, right?
Mm-hmm.
Second, I recorded the sound on our iPad. So just like right underneath it. And it was perfectly good enough. Right. It was really adequate.
Yeah, the sound was good. We tested it before.
It was really
good.
So that's how I have it. I'm not going to post anything because they have the signed album on as my hostage.
Yeah, so it's only like his own personal video.
It's just for me to watch and to show like our close friends until, you know, we'll see. Until we get the album.
The funny
first.
Thing is like so many people post these fan calls TikTok.
I practiced and I looked it up, other fan calls for NewJeans to see what I'm ready
for. A lot
of them
block their faces.
They do. Mm-hmm. But there's some that don't.
Some that don't.
But now I understand why. Yeah. Because if you do share and do any of this, it says you'll be banned for life.
Yeah.
From
anything.
Any like thing related to like
fan calls,
NewJeans.
Fan
literally just NewJeans mm-hmm. right now at this moment for fan calls with Weavers.
Yeah.
I'm not going to jeopardize that.
No.
They just
especially
came out.
They're new.
They just debuted. They have years to go.
That's why.
So we'll see what happens. But it was great. The order I had was Honey. Honey disappeared. She said bye. She was cool.
Yeah.
Talked about Vegemite because Haley's obviously Australian.
Yeah.
She's a legit Aussie because she does like Vegemite.
Yeah, I told him. I was like, can you please just ask the two Aussies that? Because
and
if
I did.
They like Vegemite.
I was
Vegemite,
like, oh, my girlfriend is half Australian.
Yeah. I was like, if they like Vegemite, they're true Australians.
They're true Australians.
So, yeah, Honey and Danielle.
Honey was first. The order was random.
Yeah, I think it's just whoever was finished.
Danielle was second. She was really nice too. Mm-hmm. And her accent is so cute. I really like her accent actually.
They were saying that Hani and Danielle's accents are very different, even though they're both Australian.
It's different. And then Danielle's really cool. I like all of them. Actually, all of them are really cool. The second one I got was Hyrin.
Mm-hmm.
She was really cute and really good too. I think she knew like the least amount of English.
Yeah.
But they all know enough English to get by, so don't even like sweat it. They're like, they can get by with English. Like,
they can understand.
They're pretty damn good, actually. I'll give props to them. Like, they're really good with their English. So I did Hyrin. I did the Omona thing, which is, I guess, like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Which I even asked her to explain it. Like, so she's like, oh, because I was like, I said Omona. I said it was so English and American. She's like, what the hell is Omona?
Omona.
I was like, so I tried showing like the face, like Omo. So she's like, oh, almost. It's like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Talked to her. She was cool. Kai Bai Bo, of course. Then the second to last was Haiyan.
Mm-hmm. The baby.
The baby of the group. And her English is pretty good.
Yeah.
Not going to lie. I thought.
More than you expected.
More than I expected. I thought Haiyan would probably know more, but Haiyan knows a lot. Like, her English is good.
Mm-hmm.
She's really cute, too. And she's the one that didn't do the LA sign, so I asked her. I was like, oh, can you actually do it? It was cute because she was like trying to do it and figure it out, too.
Yeah.
And then last but not least is their leader, Minji. So Minji was last, and it was nice
her
talking
English.
To her too. Her English is good too.
It's funny though because like her English speaking voice is a lot deeper than her
Korean voice, right?
Yeah.
So talk to all of them. They're all really sweet. They're all really cute. And it's like, oh, the funny part is I shaved. Like I trimmed and shaved before this because I didn't want to look
like an old
too
creepy
old
man.
And creepy enough, but thanks to my Asian genes too, I don't think I look that old.
Yeah, like takes off 10 years.
If anything, they were like super excited to see like an American and a male, probably because I think a lot of them are females.
Oh, of course.
And then not just that, a male who doesn't look super creepy. Mm-hmm. Well, at least I'm hoping I didn't look super creepy, but I thought I was fine because I was paying attention to Minji's face.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't give me the creepy look.
Just
like
she
that,
was creeped out.
You know that viral creepy look that she gave, like I guess from a fan meet.
Mm-hmm.
Sad for the guy. Feel bad for him.
What did he do?
No, he's just a big like older creepy gentleman looking guy.
Because they're fucking babies. Come on, they're like
But then you have to realistically think who is funding a lot of this like. Their albums and buying
the
all this stuff.
Older people because they have money.
And honestly, NewJeans, like their concept. It's like stuff we were born with, like born through, like lived through. It's the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Their concept is like all based on the 90s stuff. Like literally, if
it's
you look
so
at their
funny.
Season's greetings, it's like there's like the Home Alone recorder. That's the 90s.
Yeah, it's funny. People, like, they weren't even born in the 90s.
One of the stickers, mm-hmm. I looked at Kevin when I was looking through it with him. I was like, dude, this is Seinfeld. Like, the font is Seinfeld. Mm-hmm. But then, if you're too young, you're not going to know. It just looks like 90s word art.
Right.
But it's literally the Seinfeld, mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. like font. So it was really interesting to go through that. But it was amazing. That was my first, like... I wasn't as nervous compared to Nyan for some reason. I think Nyan is Nyan.
Because she's like queen.
She's like the queen. But I had a good time and it was super comfortable. And I wasn't trying to be creepy or anything, of course, because I know better. And it was fun. It was a great experience. Thank you to the K-pop gods for blessing me. Thank you, mm-hmm, to the Weavers gods for blessing me. I'm excited for this signed album.
Yeah.
That
Did they say when they're going to ship
it? It's going to be a family heirloom.
Oh yeah,
like
because it was addressed to him.
That's
like
right.
His name is
so
on
they
it.
Ask you for your name. Like, do you want to use your first name or your last name? I was like, can you just put both? Because I don't want a random Joseph to like think it's like,
I know.
Could be any Joseph, right?
Yeah.
At least I narrow it down to the few hundreds of Joseph Cordovas, right?
Right.
So that's pretty much it. And I'm still kind of recovering from it because, mm-hmm, it was like out of nowhere. Like,
yeah,
it was
had less than a day
to prepare.
Prepare.
And like mentally, I wasn't even like still there because it's like...
It's like you think they would tell you and then like give you a week at least, but
it,
nope.
It was the worst timing too because 3 a.m. Yeah. I have work. This is the middle of the week on a Wednesday. Mm. So it was like... I got through it.
Yeah.
I survived. It was great. It was such a good experience. They're super sweet. I'm excited for their success and I hope they do come this year. Like, either a showcase, K-Con, or something.
I think K-Con.
I really hope so. And I'm hoping for Le Sserafim. Yeah, mm-hmm. So I'm a huge, obviously a huge bunny. And I'm obviously now, I think I really like Honey. Honey's like, I think my bias. Mm-hmm. Haley has noticed also, mm-hmm, that I do have a type for biases.
Mm-hmm.
My type, like, is, because you can't say like, oh, good looking one. They're all of these K-pop idols are good looking.
Yeah.
So you can't just say that. Mine is the funny, quirky ones. The dorky, funny, quirky ones.
Mm-hmm.
Jin.
Yep.
BTS. God, he's a dork.
A nerd.
Yunjin, she's a weeb.
Yep.
From Le Sserafim. We have
DK.
DK from 17. Right. He's like, he's a quirky and dorky
he's
too.
He's funny, yeah.
Bang Chan is dorky,
mm-hmm,
as well. Yeah, so there's a lot. Like, I think a lot of them. Sana's the big one. She is so like cute
she's
and
the,
dorky
airhead,
and airhead. Like, but all of them are really nice.
Yeah.
I think that's the important part for me too. Like, they're all funny, quirky, dorky, but they all have like good hearts and like, yeah, they're
so
really
good
people.
So what is my type?
Oh, you like your type is feminine boys.
Yeah.
Hyunjin, Jimin. And they're also troublemakers. Like,
yeah.
They're naughty. They're always on the naughty list. They're
but
doing
then they're
something.
Like really sweet though.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
They're super sweet.
Their personalities,
though. Like, they actually really care about like their members a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So like, yeah, Jimin, Hyunjin, G-Dragon, you know.
Oh, yeah, G-Dragon.
You have you have a type.
Yeah. Oh, Taemin.
Taemin, you have a type. That's the cool part. And man, I'm still kind of like going down on my high from the fan call, mm-hmm, but it was super cool. It's cringe to watch and listen to, but at the same time, it's cool to see. Like, I'm like, damn, it really happened. So I know it wasn't just a dream.
Yeah, you have to record it. Otherwise, you know.
Like, it's
just
for myself.
Just like when you go to those concerts, too. Like, you have to record because
at least
then
something.
You regret it because you're like, oh, damn, I wish I remembered what this moment was.
You know what? That's another thing why, mm-hmm, I liked Hyrin. One of the interviews, like, they had one of their, like, this is just brief.
Mm.
Like, one of their, like, kind of, like, shows kind of thing. Like, you know how, like, BTS has their, like, when they talk to each other, sitting down kind of thing. Like, you know when they're drinking or, like, kind of, like,
oh,
a
recap. Yeah, yeah.
So I think it was during their New Year's one for NewJeans.
Uh-huh.
Hyrin said, like, she likes recording a lot.
Yeah.
Because she said, you know, as much as, you know, it's important to obviously, like, live in the moment
right.
and enjoy it. You still enjoy it, but at least you can remember the details.
Exactly.
You could go back and you could, you're like, oh, that's what happened.
Exactly.
Like, so I totally get it now.
Yeah.
So sorry, Jenny. Even though Jenny from like Blackpink was telling us, like, put your phones down. I'm like, I don't want to forget
this. Well, a lot of people were kind of against that too. They're like, I want to remember this. I paid for this concert and I want to film you because I want to keep watching it. like keep reliving that moment. How can you? You can have it in your memories, but then it's not detailed
enough. It happens all the time. When we rewatch a lot of our videos, we're like, this happened? Right. That happened?
Exactly.
Oh my God, Felix looked at us for this much? We're like, he was like smiling.
Mm-hmm.
We so would you never. Catch it. You won't even catch it when it happens. So it's nice to have it. So that's another reason why I like Hiren too.
That's why I'm always recording shit all the time.
Hiren's like you though. Yeah. She's like super introvert. Like, very high level introvert. Like super I. Like, I don't even think she got any E for her thing.
Oh really?
She went like full I for introvert for the MBTA thing.
Yeah, MBTI.
I was close. One letter off. Anyways, that's enough of me on Cloud Nine. Mm-hmm. I think while we're on Hype, we should probably talk about
BTS.
Mm-hmm. BTS, and then we'll follow up with your other boys, right?
Uh-huh.
Go for it. BTS next. Let's do it.
So, I don't have a lot, thank goodness, because we're running out of time. BTS, Hobie, he performed on Dick Clark's New Year's Rocking Eve.
He did. He was here in New York.
Yes. It seemed like he had a really
good
time.
I still don't know how you people like to do. I mean, it's cool to experience once, but man, it's like freezing cold.
I don't think I'd ever go.
I heard like friends wearing Foley catheters to pee because you're in a big crowd.
Right,
because
you can't leave.
I think, Phil and Art, something like that.
Oh, yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so like they wore Foley catheters or something. Yeah, because
they're
can't
nurses,
pee.
So like they inserted.
Our nursing friends did that, so.
But yeah, so he performed Chicken Noodle Soup, and he also did the Butter Holiday remix.
That was cool.
It's interesting, though, because like obviously Butter is
their group song.
And then he was interviewed by, I think it was Ryan Seacrest, and then he was saying that like he has good memories with BTS during that show. And the last time that they performed together was 2019.
That's true, yes. Yeah.
And then he said, but I'm experiencing good memories on my own here. They're also meaningful. Like him as a solo artist.
Oh yeah,
it's kind of like bittersweet. I mean, it sucks that BTS weren't there with him, but then like, it's cool that he was there to represent BTS.
Didn't Jin call him?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So like before,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I know, this was cute. So before Hobie performed, the night before, he said that Jin actually called him, and he said something like, J-Hope, how are you doing? And he said, pick up the phone. And he's like, I didn't know this was your number. Like, he didn't pick it up at first because he didn't know it was Jin's number. Because he's calling from
the base.
The base, yeah.
Yeah, military base.
And then he was saying that it was so nice to hear Jin's voice, and it gave him a lot of comfort and then, like, you know, support for when he was going to perform by himself. And then he said that Jin is doing really well and he seems really healthy. So please don't worry.
Yeah,
so,
he'll be good.
Yeah, Jin's so sweet. Like, even, like, he's still in the military, he's still checking
he's
up.
He's super thoughtful. Mm-hmm. What can I say? Bias.
Yeah.
Also,
oh yeah,
while we're talking about it, because I'm going to drink water after this. But what's funny to me, like all the memes from Hobie, like his reaction.
Oh, that's right. When he was being interviewed, you know, for the New Year's kiss, like people are going to, when the ball drops, people have to do a New Year's kiss.
Yes, you got to kiss on New Year's, right?
Yeah, so he was being interviewed, and then the interviewer was like, so like so many people want to kiss Hobie, and his face was like so like shocked, like, and disgusted
yeah,
actually.
It's so funny.
And then people just keep posting memes of that.
He's
so
like, oh.
His face is like, oh. Like, what, they want to kiss me kind of thing.
So yeah, that was my favorite
Hobie thing, moment.
Favorite Hobie moment from the New Year's thing.
Yeah, and then so briefly, Stray Kids had a lot of stuff that dropped on New Year's Day as well.
Ooh, they did.
So, like, every year, Stray Kids has this thing called Step Out, and they release it on January 1st, and basically it's just an overview of what they're going to be doing for that year. So they had it in 2022. I think we talked about it last time.
I think so.
And then so Stray Kids released Step Out 2023. It was a cool concept video. You saw parts of it. It was a pinball machine, like a retro.
The concept was really cool, how like they set it up. It was super cool.
Yeah, so it was actually, if you guys are old enough. The Space Cadet that you could play on PC, the pinball game. So it was it like
if you're Windows 95 and 98, like if you're one of the OGs, yeah, you know what time.
Exactly.
It's literally that space pinball.
Yep. Machine. So that's what it looked like. They even had like the same colorway. That's
freaking cool.
Yeah, I was like, oh my god. So their plans for 2023 is they're releasing two new albums. Oh my god. So they're having a third fan meet. They have this. Well, this is their third year doing it. Last year, they did that Chocolate Factory one, and they usually do it around February. So that's coming up soon, too. That also means they're going to be dropping merch, which sucks for my wallet again. For every fan meet, they always have some kind of theme. The one before the Chocolate Factory was, like, detectives. So I don't know what they're going to do this year.
K-pop concerts weren't even enough. It's just the damn merch, yeah, to be honest. Honestly, it's hard.
It sucks.
It's expensive being like a K-pop stan, for reals.
And then so they're also going to have collaborations. I don't know what that means. Are they collaborating with like other artists? Are they putting out albums with other artists? Are they having them like collaborate for like new solo songs or units? We don't know. They put special concert. So this one is questionable for me, because what does that mean? Because
quote unquote.
Because for 2022 they put world tour. This one doesn't even have world tour. It just says special concert. So my thoughts is that maybe they're having a special concert in Korea and then they'll stream it for everybody else. I don't know.
We'll see.
I kind of hope it's that, so I don't have to spend money on their concert this year. So let's see. And then Stray Kids or Skiz Flicks, which we mentioned last time. So yeah, Skiz Flicks.
It sounds weird.
I know. So people are like thinking like, what could this be? Because it said like a music drama, but then it could also be like an album or a DVD or something. We don't know what it is yet. They're going to have Rachalog, which I'm excited about. And I'm thinking it's going to be like a vlog or a log of like three racha, dance racha, and vocal racha,
right,
like following them. And then Two Kids Show, which I'm also excited about because Two Kids Room was so good. And then they'll have a season song, which is like their last time their season song was Christmas Evil.
Feliz Navidad.
So they're going to be putting out one at the end of this year.
Feliz Navidad.
So that's a lot of stuff, and that's not including all their Japanese promotions, which they're also having a Japanese album in February, their first full album.
The first one, yeah.
So there's just too much, honestly.
That's a lot.
Also, I finally got my stay kit.
Yay!
It arrived on my birthday, actually, on the 28th.
What a great present from Stray Kids.
Mm-hmm. So I have an official stay. It was a lot smaller than I expected it would be, but all the contents were really cute. And then, also, oh, I guess this goes into Genshin a bit.
Here's our dollop of Genshin.
So a stay on Bubble asked Felix about Genshin. And he replied, oh, I just crowned Scaramouche.
Dang. He crowned Scaramouche.
That's fucking crazy. Because
before he even...
He doesn't have the set pieces for him.
Yeah, he said he doesn't have the four set
pieces. Yeah, he's like, no, I need the four set
piece. Oh my god. Felix,
people are still... like, because I uploaded a video of him when he was on TikTok Lives about his Genshin. Like, who he was playing on Genshin. People are still passing that around and still really surprised that he plays Genshin. And they're like, how can a K-pop idol with such a busy schedule be a higher AR than me and having like crowned like Scaramouche already?
When he's not.
I think he's just playing Genshin.
He's playing Genshin.
Yeah.
For reals.
Mm-hmm. So.
I mean, technically, Genshin's mobile. I have a feeling he probably plays. Like, I know he has a crazy PC setup. But I'm pretty sure he has it mobile, too. So I'm sure he plays both, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, oh, and then I guess on you, this is just quick. At the end of the year, they always have, like, these New Year's Eve and New Year's music shows. So NBC had their one. It was hosted by 2PM's Junho and Girls' Generation's Yuna. So, like, some of the OGs. Yeah.
I mean, even with that, even SM Town had some pretty cool ones, too. Yeah, in Kwangya, of course.
Their little
They do a lot of good collabs for SM Town amongst the SM artists.
Yeah, so we watched that actually on New Year's Eve. We had it playing in the background.
Because we were too damn busy
with
our Cinderace Pokemon raid.
Oh my god, yeah, that's true.
We like I guess now seven we're talking star. About this is anime-ish, mm-hmm. right? So mm-hmm. I guess we did knock out.
Yeah.
Pokemon is an anime.
It is an anime.
We did the 7-star Cinderace raid.
Fuck. With his sister.
Yeah.
It was just the three of us.
You know what? We failed a couple of pretty bad.
A lot, yeah.
But then I was like, you know, F this. So I like researched like strats and mm-hmm. I literally built from the ground up like a crazy team for us. And I mm-hmm. gave Haley, what did I give you?
Amarouche?
Yeah, your arm.
He built my Amarouche for me.
And this is insane because it said you could one-shot Cinderace with this build.
Yeah. Cinderace is 7-star.
So it's a level 100.
Yeah.
And this bitch is fast.
Oh, my God.
Like, he'll get in 3 attacks before when mm-hmm. you get 1.
So annoying.
So we did the strat, and I'm using the slowest damn Pokemon. I use Slowking. Slowking. One shot. Wasn't that insane?
It was crazy. I recorded it.
It blows my mind saying that because it literally, the health just melted. Mm-hmm. Thank and I was God. Like, oh my God, it's over? Like,
yeah, oh, thank God. Because we were just like doing all these attacks to like bring down his defense. From before. And attack.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, oh, that was insane. It was
and
such,
then one shot at him.
It was a crazy strat. That was
thank
like
God.
The, one of the we best were, achievements of this year.
I think it took us
year.
Like, that was the beginning of the year. We took like over an hour probably.
Oh,
like,
yeah, just
to,
trying the other, the yeah, regular way. Like, mm-mm. even trying to use like 2 Azumarills yeah, that are built. It was tough.
Yeah, it was really hard.
It was tough. But yeah, we just did this one and man. It, that was
yeah. We was were like, so what? Excited. We're like, oh my God, we're like, so happy. We're like more excited about that than the fireworks.
I was gonna say we were even more excited. Yeah, than when New Year's actually yeah. happened. When like it was New Year's, like it didn't sound like New Year's. This Cinderace.
We win, were so like devoted
the,
to it.
The win catching Cinderace sounded like New Year's.
Yeah,
that was actually.
I'm probably never gonna use him, but at least I have,
you have him
in my Pokédex.
You have him. Yeah. Same with my Charizard.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna use him, there. But. Yeah. Yeah, that was exciting. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, we pretty much talked about everything.
Yeah.
I know you want to. Do you want to say Changmin is sick? I don't even know.
Oh, he's not sick anymore. But then he wasn't on one of the music shows, and JYP Entertainment put out a thing saying that he wouldn't be attending one of the end of the year shows because he wasn't feeling well. But they had a V Live 2 days after, not V Live, a live after. Like 2 days after, and he was there with the other members, so he's okay.
So it wasn't like even COVID.
No, it wasn't COVID.
And I think, oh, I don't know. That sums
yeah,
it
I'm
up.
Done.
All right, peace. So yeah, no, that was a lot of stuff that we covered. So thank you, as always, for everyone that tunes in and joins in every week, every Thursday. The Permission to Stand podcast, available on all platforms, and give us a notification bell, like click, tap, along with a follow, subscribe. Also leave a rating, reviews, and if you're enjoying this, also check us out on our other platforms.
On Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
Because we have, what do we have there?
A lot of Blackpink videos.
That's true.
A lot of Blackpink. And some Stray Kids.
A good amount of Stray Kids.
Yeah.
A lot of there's a good amount of little bit of everything.
I'm sure you'll get some Epic High soon, and within like a month or
oh,
something.
Oh, that's right. I can't wait for Epic High. I can't wait to take pictures with them on stage. Oh,
that's
man.
I forgot that we're doing that.
Yeah,
that's
we're getting real, like that's the VIP treatment for real.
Oh
reals.
My God, I
cheapest,
have to get a shirt.
Cheapest and most worth it VIP.
Yeah.
Like it's like 250 bucks. 200 bucks. Mm. And you actually get a picture with the group.
Right.
So that's insane.
Hopefully
I wish
we're
it's like
close
that
enough real. And like for Barricade.
We'll oh see. My God. I hope so. We'll see. So yeah, so Happy New Year. Thank you everyone for joining us. It's gonna be an awesome K-pop filled New Year for all of us. Get ready to use all your savings and Christmas money.
No.
Because it's gonna happen.
No.
It's gonna happen. A lot of K-pop good luck and everything. Just stay positive and because obviously it's starting out well for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go watch that video after while I'm editing this podcast. Gonna watch my me and Honey doing our head dance move, the side head. And thank you for joining us as always, and we'll see you in the next episode. Till then, take care and peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.